spent their time at the Golden Nugget, the only casino to offer Texas Hold'em at that time. Now, unfortunately for these players, the Golden Nugget had a bit of an image problem, and its sawdust-covered floors and general small-time image made it unlikely that the sort of well-to-do and overly confident folks the professionals liked to play with would ever just drop by. As a result, the professionals sought out a higher-profile location, and in 1969, they were asked to be right near the entrance to the Dunes Casino, a casino which at the time was one of the most popular on the Las Vegas Strip. This turned out to be the windfall for the professionals, as the game was still not very well known at the time. This increased notoriety and led to a Texas Hold'em tournament being added to the second annual gambling fraternity convention in 1969. The success of this tournament led to an increased prominence of the invitation-only Texas Gamblers Reunion that same year. The Texas Gambling Reunion held in Reno, Nevada, was attended by one Benny Binion. Binion was an avid poker player as well as the owner of Binion's Horseshoe Casino, and he enjoyed the gambling reunion so much that the next year he decided to hold his own event. The 1970 World Series of Poker was held at the Horseshoe Casino and featured Texas Hold'em in addition to stud and draw events. Starting in 1971, the Texas Hold'em tournament became the main event, with an invitation-only $10,000 buy-in. The winner of the main event was awarded the largest portion of a prize pool, which varies based on the number of participants. In 2015, the winner of the event took home $7,683,346, as well as a coveted World Series of Poker Championship gold bracelet. Interest in the main event grew slowly at first, with just 8 players participating in 1972, and just over 100 10 years later. This initial jump in popularity is largely credited to 2 books, Super System by Doyle Brunson and The Biggest Game in Town by Al Alvarez, which was an account of the 1981 World Series of Poker main event. By 1991, 200 players were routinely showing up to test their poker mettle. This period of growth in Texas Hold'em's popularity was also boosted by a 1988 California state law which allowed for the game to be played in the state's many card rooms. Around this time, European card game bookmakers Liam Flood and Terry Rogers visited Las Vegas and learned the game, taking their knowledge home with them and spreading Texas Hold'em across the world. This period of time marked a noted change in the way the public perceived professional poker players, and indeed, even the game of poker itself. Prior to this point, poker had somewhat of a soiled reputation dating back to the old saloon days, and the confidence men that would cheat an honest person out of a week's wages while playing. The rise in fame and popularity of early World Series professionals like Doyle Brunson, Amarillo Slim, Johnny Moss, Puggy Pearson, and Bobby Baldwin meant that the average person suddenly became interested in poker, especially Texas Hold'em, like they had not been in nearly a century. By the mid-1980s, poker nights were a common part of popular culture. Texas Hold'em continued to build a following throughout the 1990s, when 2 concurrent technological advances pushed it to the forefront of the mainstream consciousness. In 1998, the first online poker website launched, with Texas Hold'em at the forefront of the services it offered. Less than 12 months later, the Hold'em, a camera small enough to unobtrusively show the cards each player is holding, was first used to broadcast a Texas Hold'em tournament in the UK on BBC4. Late Night Poker was the first program to regularly televise Texas Hold'em, though it would not be the last. Noting the success of Late Night Poker, networks in the United States were quick to plaster Texas Hold'em everywhere they could.